Bobby Zaborange, episode 41.
Oh my god, Ness!
Oh, Mr. Jeff, Ness is conscious again. You can put away the fixie machine you made with love and the rocks away right now, friend.
Dang it.
What happened?
You died.
Ness, you just passed out after we got the last sanctuary spot, and we thought you were dead. I was so worried.
The scene reminded me of the end of Romeo and Juliet. Paula was just about to kill herself after giving you a long, hot, and passionate...
Okay, shut up.
Yeah, this is awkward. Ness, you're weird.
I am not. I'm a boy.
You were talking in your sleep.
You were talking about going to the Valley of the Saturn. Silly dream, though. We would explode from the space.
Ah, it's Saturn Valley, Pill. It's an Eagle Land. Take your frickin' geography course.
I do remember the voices in my head telling me that. And hey, I've met the voices in my head. I'm not insane, guys. They're real.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Alright, let's go. We don't have time to just waste here sitting around.
But Jeff, our listeners would love for us to waste time and sit around.
In Saturn Valley.
Where?
Hey, wait, you guys.
Bobby's are orange.
Oh my goodness, what is this place? What are those things?
It's Mr. Saturn.
All of them are Mr. Saturn?
Wait a minute, isn't that sexist?
Paula, you're already written this total jerk. I think it's too late in the game to suddenly become an advocate of women's rights.
I'm just saying.
Both of you shut your pie holes. I think I see some people over there.
I believe I see them too as well!
Oh, God.
Oh, it's Jeff, my son.
Dad, what are you doing here?
We're looking at the face distorter. It's at about 99.99992% completion.
Well, what's left to do?
We the cup holders are still a little flimsy.
We cannot have that in this very important machine, Mr. Mondegg. What is this very important machine?
Remember, didn't Applicate call us about it, like, a few months ago?
Nope. Draw in the blank.
What does it do?
We originally meant it to be the world's largest and smartest dartboard. But after we realized how expensive metal darts would be for all of us, we decided to turn it into a machine that can travel through space and time.
Oh, like that phone booth.
Ness, you're retarded. That was just a movie. Anyways, how does it work?
Well, it's very simple, Bing! The thermal set the resin to a temperature of 1 billion degrees, and then there's a pair of nanomolecular hedge clippers to fashion the chamber in our own image.
I'm pretty sure it's pronounced chambray, and the only thing that I understood was hedge clippers. But you guys don't even have hands.
You can't hug your children with nuclear arms, Paula.
We were able to pinpoint Gygax's location when you guys were wandering around in audit.
Turns out that Gygax is attacking from this very point, but a million years in the past.
So, we're trying to make something that can go back in time to destroy him once and for all.
That sounds very impressive. Can we see it in action, please?
Why, sure. I think it's fit for a test run.
Alright, sweet. I will test these cup holders.
That was pretty sweet.
No! Not my dress, not again.
Your dress now matches your hair. Oh, how pretty!
Cannapoo, go back to... Wait, did you say pretty?
I gotta admit, I didn't think you could get more ugly.
Owned.
Oh, those stupid kids. I just wanted to see that happen. Sorry. Anyways, what we really need to complete this thing is... Zexonite. In ore from a distant planet. However, we don't really know where we'd ever get it.
We're pretty screwed, Boing!
Well, I guess it was fun. Building the phase distorter and everything. We just called you over here so you could destroy it for us. Well, thanks.
Dad.
I am going to kill your father, Jeff. Hold me back!
Dad, are you retarded?
How dishonorable! In the lamb, we would have your head for lunch!
Oh, there, there, Patrick.
Jeff.
Yes, Jeff.
Do you remember the meteor?
Meteor... It crash-landed in the town west of Threed, correct?
Yeah, in Onet, Ness's hometown.
That's where I live!
Yes, Jeff, but what's your point?
The point is, it fell from space.
So you're saying it might actually have the ore that we need?
Aren't those things extremely hot, friends?
I'm extremely hot, but I don't mind when people take me
enough,
and then grab me and shove
no,
me into the back.
No.
Okay.
Wow!
Oh, but it's worth a shot. Jeff, you and your friend should hurry to Onet and see if the ore is there.
Alright, let's get going, guys.
One more thing.
Yeah?
Be careful, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Time to word jam to Onet.
Ooh, I love the word jam!
You should probably shut up, Pooh. Or...
Tommy should!
That's a good kid you got there, Darth.
Patrick's a good kid. And my name is Bryce.
Oh, sorry. And your kid's name is Jeff.
Whatever.
Holy crap! What happened here?
Oh gee, I don't know, nighttime?
Oh god! I knew it would happen one day.
Ugh, mess.
Despite the lack of light, friends, this hill, it is quite illuminated.
That's the target.
Wow. This is also deja vu. I mean, it was just the other day I was here as a boy, fighting Frank and taking on the police force. Now here I stand, a man, ready to tackle my hometown once more. So much has changed, and I can't help but wonder the extent of how I've matured through this adventure.
Are you okay? Ness?
Try giving me this candy bar.
Ness, we have a delicious candy bar for you.
Oh man, I love candy!
Nom 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 nom. I'll be honest, friends. Ness seems pretty out of his mind about 90% of the time.
You two have no idea. I had to put up with him for a lot longer than you guys.
Jeff, I mean, Paula, you seem sort of two-faced on the Ness is an idiot issue.
He is an idiot.
Snake! Do you think love can bloom, even with an idiot?
Yes. But, I mean, I don't.
Whatever you say, Paula.
No, seriously, I don't.
Do you guys have any more candy bars?
Come on, we're almost to the top anyways. Maybe there's candy in the meteor nest.
Are you serious? Oh boy, candy!
Ness, be careful, that thing is...
Good Lord Jesus in heaven, that thing is hot! I think it burned my hand off! Hell, jeez!
Yeah.
All right, friends, it is time to acquire this ore from the Saturn of Valleys.
Nope.
Saturn of Valleys!
Try again.
Saturn Valley?
No, that's where we came from and where we're taking this back to. This is just an ore from space.
Space. The final frontier. Isn't it ironic that space is the final frontier, And this came from space, and coincidentally, this is almost the final episode?
It's almost as ironic as rain on her wedding day, Ness. If you idiots are done babbling, let's grab the ore and just get back to Siren Valley.
I agree with Paula, friends!
I've got the stuff, let's go.
Wait. Guys, before we go...
What is it, Ness?
Does anyone have any more candy?
No.
Crap.
No, Paula, not even a little bit.
Well, good lord, they're back already.
Here's the ore, Dad.
Good work, son. We'll apply the changes to the fourth, what is it? The Faith Destroyer, tonight. You four should rest up. It's going to be a long day tomorrow.
How long?
The longest day of your lives.
The day has arrived.
I can't believe it. We're finally going to destroy Gygas.
We're going to try.
No, friends, we will. There is an ancient legend that has been passed down from ancient times in my culture. It says...
The chosen boy reaches the point, it will shatter the nightmare rock and reveal the path of light.
Yes, friend! How did you know about this?
It's a long story involving a late night, a talking bee, and a robot.
Sounds like a party.
Are you all quite ready to get into the Phase Distorter?
Let's do it. I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Hey, did you even consider us?
Shut up, Mom!
Do not disrespect the ladies!
Wow. Well, get in and we'll start the process.
Here goes nothing.
Start process.
Are we here? Hello, Gygas!
No, this place seems utterly familiar.
Plus my dad is here.
Hello, kids. Sorry to stop the process suddenly, but we realized something at the last second.
Was Bolt loose, friend? I found this bolt loose on the bottom of the distorted machine thing.
No, that's not it. It's...
What is it?
You can't travel to the past in your current form.
Oh, I knew it! You three are way too out of shape! You have to get in shape and work out your abs like me!
No, it's not that. You can't travel through space and time as humans. You'll have to have your minds moved into a robot shell.
Oh my god.
Dr. A, I'm gonna be really honest. This sounds like the best thing ever.
It's a very dangerous operation, and there's a chance you may not even make it through.
I don't know if I can risk that. I'm just too pretty.
I can risk it. Paula goes first.
Hey!
Let's get started then.
Wait! Prince Pooh, before you proceed, you must learn one final ability.
Star Master, what knowledge must I obtain from you, and can it fix my stupid voice?
I got a head cold too, that's why I sound so weird. Gosh! Anyway, it is the final ability, the Psychic Star Storm, Omega Level. It is an incredible attack capable of destruction beyond one's wildest dreams.
I have a question, Star Master. Why is it that I have to be given all of these abilities? Why couldn't you have just come to me and bestowed them all upon me a very long time ago?
Well, that would make the game much too easy, wouldn't it? Farewell.
Oh, a head cold. Alright, that makes sense, but that was still pretty random.
Operation time!
Water on the knee.
We'll begin. Ness. Paula. Pooh. Jeff. My son. You're our only hope now. Good luck to you.
Oh my God, this is amazing!
Mm-hmm.